It's Hall & Oates. Wait for... I shouldn't have done it. I should let you guys do it. Go ahead.
No,
it's
go
Hall
ahead.
& Oates.
Really?
With?
No, go ahead, Mike. Got that.
We forgot.
Jerry Mathers is the Beaver.
Really?
Tony Dow.
So long, Stanley. You went goodbye, Stanley, so what can I tell you?
Yeah, so long, Stanley. I'm sorry. So long, Stanley. You know what? I was really hoping you guys would bring over the old theme song.
Really? Well, if we owned it, we would, let me tell you. We can't even play it.
Yeah, really?
I can't even whistle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get in trouble, huh?
For sure. Mm-hmm. Copyright people will be right after us.
Now, do you guys own or are part owners of So Long, Stanley?
Yeah.
You are?
Right. Mm-hmm. We got smart, finally.
Uh-huh. I read a newspaper article. I found it interesting that you're constantly reworking it, though, that you're changing little things.
Right. Well, every city is just a little bit different. You know, some cities, certain people like certain things, and the people we draw on each stage is different, too. I mean, we move, as I say, every 6 weeks, and so the stages are different sizes, and we don't carry furniture. The theater provides the different pieces of furniture, so a couch may be longer or shorter, and because of that, it can change the whole way you block the scene.
Plus, when you do original piece, you know, it always goes through an evolution period where it's tested and tried and the audience laughs or they don't laugh and you change. And right now we talked to Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf actually 2 days ago and they have just finished rewriting it again.
This is a
minor type
fifth,
of thing. So,
fifth rewrite right
so
now.
We're looking forward to getting the new script and starting to work, which we will in about 3 weeks we'll start.
Not counting rehearsals, how many performances do you think you've done in front of audiences?
No, we've been
play?
On the road, what, about
40,
35?
40.
40 weeks?
We just hit 40 weeks.
40 weeks and times seven, so that's... 280, I guess, huh?
Yeah, right around
wow.
there.
Yeah,
pretty close to that. Anyway, if I had my calculator, I could be a lot more accurate.
Do you have trouble keeping interested in a piece?
As I say, this show it really moves. I mean, we do a lot of running in it, so it's not like the kind of thing where you're just standing there reading lines. We're off and on the stage a whole lot, and that keeps the excitement up. And as I say, also we're constantly changing. I'd say there probably isn't two nights that go by that at least one thing one of the people says, you know, I think if I did this just a little bit differently, it would, you know, be better. Well, you've always got to be thinking about those things because when you've done it for 40 weeks, you're used to them doing it one way, so you're saying to yourself, okay, well, tonight they're going to do it this way, and it just keeps you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
Audiences are different, too, so you get a different... You get a different perspective every time you have a different audience. And,
right.
You know, people don't really realize how important an audience is. They're participants in the event, and it's a good audience provides for a good show, and an audience that's a little tired or doesn't want to laugh, is, you know, it really affects the show. So that helps keep things different, too. Yeah. And, of course, our show is just mainly fun. Our main objective is for us to have fun on stage, and if we have fun, then the audience hopefully
make
will have
everybody
fun.
Laugh.
And so we try to just get out and keep it as fun as possible, so that makes it nice. It isn't real serious.
It's nothing you have to go home and think about for a couple days.
I was just flashing on, the reason I was smiling, I was flashing when I was in high school. I was in Babes in Toyland as a toy soldier. And I had a big part. I didn't say anything and marched across stage. And I forgot my shoes. I really forgot my shoes.
That's pretty tough, Mike.
And
okay, rolling right along.
We're at 1 o'clock. 9 minutes to one on WAKY. A little bit earlier, Tony played a song for his lady, and James Taylor, your smiling face. Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
The next song I have is the song you should play for your lady.
Okay.
I mean, you really like this girl?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is a serious song.
I think you're in trouble now.
She's staring.
Yeah.
It's Dan Fogelberg and Longer. You can introduce it.
Here's Dan Fogelberg and Longer for Lauren.
That's interesting. You're introducing a song for his name.
Well, why not? We're good friends.
WAKY, this Longer, Dan Fogelberg. 5 minutes in front of one with Mike McVeigh. Tony Dow and Jerry Mathers are here. And that pretty much wraps it up. The show.
We had a real good time, I'll tell you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us and playing all that good music.
It has been a joy. It really has. You guys are very interesting to talk to. You can take your Cub Scout uniform off now.
No, can I wear the hat, please?
I got a great question about the hat. No, I asked you that already. Forget it. We won't go into that. Again, So Long, Stanley, as at the Derby Dinner Theater Playhouse. Derby Dinner Playhouse. And we'll be... what are the hours?
Well, it's every night, and we have
matinee
except for
on
Monday,
Sunday.
And we have a matinee on Sunday, so pretty much any time you want to come out, and I think it opens probably about 7 o'clock, and the show starts
first.
About 8:15.
Real nice to dinner.
It's a real good value. They have, you know, a nice buffet dinner and a show, and dollar for dollar, it's a pretty good deal. So.
Okay, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Everyone who called in, thank you very much.
the Star. Your station, WAKY, Louisville.
A Kentuckian says he wants to go back to Iran. I'm Sherry Southmay, WAKY News. John Smiley of Mount Sterling said today that he and his wife will probably return to Iran late this month. The Smileys were in Tehran last month and met with the militants holding the U.S. hostages at the American embassy. The Mount Sterling businessman says he thinks he and his wife will get to see Ayatollah Khomeini this trip, and he says he would tell the Ayatollah that release of the hostages would ensure the political defeat of President Carter. Meanwhile, a federal immigration official comes to Louisville tomorrow to review the cases of 70 Iranian students in Kentucky facing possible deportation. District Director Ed Chauvin will look at each case to determine if any of them should be canceled. Last week, Federal Judge Charles Allen dissolved a restraining order which had kept the deportation hearings here from proceeding. Cloudy skies, 54 degrees, complete AccuWeather follows news from ABC.
News on the hour from American Information Radio.
WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather for Kentuckiana. Mild with plenty of cloudiness and occasional showers the rest of today, tonight, and tomorrow. Temperatures this afternoon, 55. Low tonight, 48. Tomorrow's high, 57. Variety intervals of cloudiness, still mild. The high near 50. This is meteorologist Joe Hasco with another WAKY exclusive AccuWeather report.
Some light rain, 53 degrees at WAKY.
Squeak, squeak.